Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jay Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carcass.
I love for to read these magazines. But the best part of what I like is the ad. That's an ad occasional. Look at this life insurance ad right here. Mr. Man, are you overweight? If so, your life expectancy is shortened 15 to 25 years. Remember, every inch around your waist might mean 5 years off your life. Eat sparingly and live longer. Send today for a new reducing diet. Yeah, that'd be a fine thing for an insurance company to go around telling people to diet. That could put all the restaurants out of business. Pedro, they wouldn't like it if I took an ad telling all the people not to buy life insurance. Let me see this ad over here. Oh, my, what a beautiful girl. What is this? Does the girl of your dreams love a fat man? And I said, nobody loves a fat man. In order to win her smiles, take off 15 pounds. Eat Crispy Crisps, the famous crackers, what kills your appetite. Hey, nobody loves a fat man. You know something? I've been getting a little plump lately. Yeah, I think that I'd better go on a diet. Hey, what a beautiful girl she is.
Hello, Parkey.
Oh, hi. It's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty. Hey, Betty. What time is it now?
Well, it's a little after 6, Parkey.
Oh, my. Got to wait another hour before my dinner. Gee, I'm really famished, too. You know, I'm on a diet.
Well, you are on a diet?
Yeah, you know, it's very weakening, too.
Well, how long have you been dieting, Parkey?
Started 10 seconds ago. Gotta take off 15 pounds.
Well, what suddenly made you decide to go on a diet?
Oh, just reading what every inch around your waist is another foot in the grave, so something like that. And fat people, it says there that fat people couldn't expect to live all their lives, you know?
Oh.
And besides that, Betty, nobody loves a fat man, especially beautiful girls. You know.
Well, I haven't noticed that you were so fat, Parkey.
Oh, sure I'm fat. Every time I sit down at the counter on one of the stools, I have a hangover. Just for the fun of it, Betty, give me a penny. I'm going to weigh myself over there on the scale.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does the little card say, Parkey?
Let me see here. Please do not use this scale again. It is only meant for human beings. What is it?
No. I mean, how much do you weigh? Turn the card over.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my Betty, I didn't realize why I weighed so much. Yes, sir, I better take off 15 pounds. Yeah, I think we're going to start to take some of those Crispy Crisps.
Crispy Crisps?
Yes.
What is that?
That's a special cracker, Betty, what they got, which it is an appetite killer. Oh, my, an appetite killer. I hope the restaurant mends a sauce mess and never hears about this.
Parkey, you don't need Crispy Crisps. If you really want to take off weight, I have a wonderful diet for you.
You have?
Sure, you can eat all you want. You just cut out all the liquids.
Cut out all the liquids?
Mm-hmm, especially water. Liquids are very fattening, you know.
Yeah?
Well, sure, use your common sense, Parkey. Nothing weighs as much as water.
Yes.
And the body retains a good deal of the liquid that it consumes.
You mean I couldn't eat no wet stuff at all, huh, Betty?
Well, I guess once a day you could have a small plate of soup.
But I thought you said you couldn't have no water.
But soup isn't water.
It is in this restaurant.
Well, you just remember my diet, Parkey, and you'll lose that 15 pounds in no time.
Yeah, well, that's what I want, Betty. Maybe then the pretty girls will have a smile for me. Getting tired, kind of tired of laughing out loud, you know? What time is it now, Betty?
It's 6:05.
Oh, my, the time sure goes by slow when you're on a diet, eh? You know, I was never so hungry in my whole life. Say, Betty, you think I could have a small sandwich while I'm waiting for dinner?
Of course not.
But I'm not having no liquids.
Oh, Parkey, don't be ridiculous and stop thinking about it. Dieting's all mental. Just have your mind keep saying, I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. I'm definitely not hungry.
Yeah, my mind keeps saying I'm not hungry, but my stomach keeps saying I'm starved.
Oh, I think that man who just came in wants to see you, Parkey.
Yes, I'll go over to you. How do you do, sir?
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine. I feel a little weak.
Ah.
Yes, I'm on a diet. Say, would you please excuse me for a minute? I'd like to go over to the scale and weigh myself. I'd like to see if I lost any weight in the last 3 minutes here.
In the last 3 minutes?
Yes.
Well, don't be silly. You couldn't lose any weight in 3 minutes.
Well, it's not only the weight, you know, but it's the exercise. That's good, too, you know.
Exercise?
Yeah, I figure it's good every now and then to take a nice brisk walk over to the scale, you see?
Well, mister, if you're really anxious to lose weight, I got a wonderful diet for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very simple, too.
Geez, what is it?
Well, you don't eat no solid food.
Yes. Eh?
All you take is liquids, plenty of liquids.
Plenty of liquids?
You drown yourself.
Yeah, but somebody told me if I wanted for to take off weight, not to take no liquids at all.
No liquids at all?
No.
Well, use your brains, mister. That's what takes off the weight.
You
drink a lot of liquids, it just melts all that fat away.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Oh, yes. You know, I think I'll take a great big glass of milk right now.
Milk?
Yes.
Milk ain't no good.
No.
What you gotta drink is orange juice.
Orange juice?
Buckets of it.
Yes.
See, for breakfast, you drink a gallon of orange juice.
Yes.
And then for lunch, you have 2 gallons.
Yes.
And then for dinner, you take 3 gallons of orange juice.
Oh, my.
And then, you know what you do for a midnight snack?
I spit out the seeds.
No. You drink another gallon of orange juice.
Wait a minute. That means I got to drink 7 gallons of orange juice a day.
That's right.
Yes.
And if you drink 7 gallons of orange juice a day, that builds up health.
It does.
Especially mine.
If I drink 7 gallons of orange juice a day, that builds up your health?
Yeah.
How is that?
Well, because I sell orange juice. See? And if you drink enough of it, then I can afford to eat big steaks.
Yeah. So you sure what? Drinking all that orange juice will take off the weight?
Of course I'm sure.
Yes?
For years I've been supplying all the oranges for the Thin Man picture.
I see.
Yeah. Now, if you'll just say the word, I'll be glad to start delivering the first 200 crates of oranges to you tomorrow.
200 crates? Yeah, wait a minute. You better let me think that over.
All right. Well, I guess I'll be running along
yes.
now. Yeah, you see, I just hired 6 beautiful girls over at our orange juice plant,
yes.
and I got to get over and do a lot of squeezing. Well.
Yeah. Seven gallons of orange juice a day. Boy, when I get sick of orange juice. I know what I'll do. When nobody's looking, once in a while, I'll sneak in a half a grapefruit. Oh, my, it's only 6:10. Will dinner time never come?
Love is funny, or it's sad. Or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but it's beautiful. Thinking if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be but beautiful, I know.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing But Beautiful. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. February is the birth month of two great American leaders, Lincoln and Washington. Hence, it is fitting that this month also marks the founding of the Boy Scouts of America 38 years ago. At a time when juvenile delinquency has increased alarmingly due in great part to post-war disturbances, the Boy Scouts of America have been an active agency in combating this critical situation. We pay tribute to the high ideals for which this organization stands and its inculcation of good citizenship in the youth of today who will serve as the leaders of tomorrow. The Boy Scouts' oath and creed embody the principles of good conduct, and the many supervised recreational advantages within this organization have a far-reaching effect upon the lives of our youth. To belong to the Boy Scouts means a chance to enjoy real companionship. To learn not only how to be a good camper, swimmer, and woodsman, but how to work out problems in living. Problems that are found in ever-increasing numbers by the administrators of the world's affairs. It is with real pride that we of the cast of Meet Me at Parkey's salute this fine organization of young men, the Boy Scouts of America.
How are you coming along with your diet, Parkey?
Betty, I couldn't understand it. Since I started my diet 4 days ago, I put on 6 pounds.
You put on 6 pounds, yeah. Parkey, you'll never take off any weight.
You know, I think I gained 6 pounds, Betty. It's on account of those Crispy Crisp crackers what I'm eating, you know.
Crispy Crisp crackers?
Yes.
Well, how can they put weight on you? They're supposed to kill your appetite.
Oh, they kill my appetite, all right. You know, after I eat 100 of those crackers every day, I got no desire for food at all.
Really. You eat 100 Crispy Crisp crackers a day?
Yeah, and they are delicious with whipped cream on.
Whipped cream?
Yes.
I bet they taste even better if you poured chocolate syrup on them and sprinkled nuts all over the top.
Nuts?
Oh, hello, Mr. Parker.
Speaking of the devil, you know, I've got little lady from the sewing circle coming right in. How are you, lady?
I'm fine.
That's nice.
Say, was my roommate in here today looking for me?
Your roommate? I don't believe what I know her. Well, what does she look like?
Well, she's 6 feet 9 inches tall. She weighs about 350 pounds, and she was wearing a flaming red dress with tortoiseshell glasses.
A flaming red dress with tortoiseshell glasses?
Yes.
Yes.
And she always has 6 big St. Bernard dogs with her and an enormous parrot perched on her right shoulder.
I don't think that she was in here today, no.
Well, maybe she was, but you just didn't notice her.
Well, that could be. You see, we have so many 6-foot-9-inch women coming in here with flaming red dresses and 6 St. Bernard dogs and parrots on their shoulders. It's hard to notice them all, you know.
Well, I can't understand. Just can't understand where she went.
Mm-hmm.
All she was going to do was go out and get some biscuits for the dogs.
Oh.
She gets a special kind of biscuits for them, you know.
Good. What kind of biscuits does she get for the dogs?
Crispy Crisp.
Crispy Crisp? You know I eat those, too?
You do?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Next time I come in, I'll bring my leash and take you out for a walk.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. I think what you must be mistaken about that Crispy Crisp, you know, that don't be no dog biscuit, sir.
No.
You know, see, human beings is supposed to take that, you know. That's to kill your appetites. That's why the reason why I take them. You see, I'm on a diet. I'd like to take off about 15 pounds.
You would?
Yes.
Well, I'll give you a diet that's guaranteed to take off 15 pounds in 1 week.
What kind of a diet is that?
Well, you don't eat any breakfast at all.
You don't?
And for lunch, yes, you eat absolutely nothing.
What about dinner?
Oh, you pass up dinner. Now, you just go on that diet and you'll just see that weight grow.
Yeah. The weight will go, but I'm afraid I'll go with it.
Well, if you don't mind, I think I'll be running along. You see, I want to get home and take off these heavy earrings. They're giving me an awful headache.
Yes, I meant to ask you, why do you wear those heavy earrings?
Just to hold my head down. Don't forget, I'm very light-headed.
That's right, you are, yes.
Well, good day.
Good day, good day. What a nice little lady she is. I love to talk to her. She's simply wonderful and wonderfully simple, too. But I don't think that's been no good for a whole week. Cut out breakfast, don't eat no lunch, and pass up dinner. You could get a headache from that. Oh, my, speaking about headaches, look who's coming in now. Is that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, meet my old friend, Mr. Parky Jack. Hello,
Say, Mr. Sharp, I didn't see you around for a few days.
That's correct, and I've been away for the last 5 days. Yeah. See, I've been in conference with the police department.
Been in conference with the police department?
Yeah. You see, we had a little misunderstanding.
Yes?
Yeah, they fined me $200. They gave me 5 days in a Bastille for illegal parking. I didn't think that that was fair.
Well, I don't think that'd be fair either to fine you $200 and 5 days in jail just to park your car.
Well, you see, that's where the misunderstanding was.
Yes.
It wasn't exactly my car.
Oh, you mean you stole it?
Now, please, don't. I don't like that white stole.
You don't?
No. Let's just say that I found the car.
Yeah, you found it.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble is with you that you find things before they are lost.
Now, Mr. Packy Cox, what I came in here for... I want to get one of your famous beef stews. Oh, yeah, all the way over here, my mouth was just watering for it.
Right.
See, like I said, for the last 5 days, I've been the guest of the county.
Yes.
And the food over there at the big house, it's very monotonous.
Food gets monotonous?
Oh, yeah. You see, for breakfast, they give you bread and water.
Yes.
Then for lunch, they give you water and bread. But the dinners there, they're wonderful. Oh, yeah. But they bring in a French chef for that.
They bring in a French chef for the dinners?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What does he give?
French bread and water.
Well, you better sit down. I'll get you a nice beef stew.
Well, thank you. Say, would you care to join me? Hate to eat alone, you know.
Well, I'll sit down with you, but I don't eat nothing because I'm on a diet.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I'm trying to lose 15 pounds. Uh-huh. Say, you know something, though? It's a tough job to try and lose weight.
Now, what do you mean, tough? You happen to be a very fortunate man.
Fortunate?
Yes, sir. I am just the guy that can take that weight off for you.
You can.
Uh-huh. You realize that?
No, I didn't realize that. You mean you got a diet for me, too?
No. Ain't got nothing to do with no diets. Yeah. You can eat all that you want. All that I do is I give you some little pills.
Little pills?
Yeah. Oh, brother, they work just as simple as ADCB.
ADCB?
Oh, yeah. These pills, they sure do the work. Yeah. You see, these were invented by a famous chemist.
Famous chemist?
Guy happens to be a very well-known scientist.
He is.
Brother. You know, I was very fortunate to get the sales right on these pills.
Well, you got the sales right on them.
Oh, yeah. They gave me the eggs-exclusive French cheesy and this tartare.
They gave you the eggs-exclusive French cheesy and this tartare?
Yep. You see, my tartare runs 3,500 miles north and south.
Yes.
And 4,500 miles east and west. Gee, takes in most of Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's practically all of it, yes. Tell me, though, how do these pills of yours work to take off the weight?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yes.
See, they come in three colors.
Yes.
There's the red pill, and then there's the blue and the green.
I see.
Now, when you get up in the morning,
yes.
First thing you do, you take the red pill. Mm-hmm. Now, that turns your whole mouth a bright red.
What's the idea of that?
Well, that's to remind you 2 hours later to take a blue pill.
What did the blue pill do?
That puts you in condition to take the green pill. And, oh, brother, remember this. You've got to take them green pills.
What do you mean, I've got to take the green pills?
If you don't, them other two pills will kill you.
Tell me, Mr. Sharp, how much does the pills cost?
Well, it'd be much cheaper for you if you buy the big family cockanonomy size.
The big family cockanonomy size? What is that?
Well, that's a quarter of a million pills. It costs you $750.
Say, what do you think a quarter of a million pills, $750? You must think that I'm crazy or something.
Well, no, just a minute. They don't cost you exactly $750.
They don't?
No. The pills come in a big bottle. When you use up the quarter of a million pills, you get a nickel back on the empty bottle.
Mr. Sharp, I don't think I want to spend those $750 just for a quarter of a million pills.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're making a big mistake, brother. These pills are sensational.
They are. Well, yes, if they're so sensational, why don't you go and take some of those pills yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, brother, I ain't going to take no pills. You know why?
No, why?
Because right now I'm going to take a powder. Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
19 short orders playing Carry Dance. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The urgent need for scientific research and public action to combat heart disease, America's number one disease, is being met by the American Heart Association in a fundraising drive during National Heart Week, February 8th to 15th. This drive has a three-point program which calls for 1, scientific research, 2, education of the public and postgraduate education of the medical profession, and 3, the organization of additional local heart associations to bring the benefit of research to the community. Local cooperation in this campaign will be given by affiliated heart associations in 23 areas throughout the United States. Community campaigns are also being developed in cooperation with organizations such as the American Legion, Junior Chambers of Commerce, Rotary, Kiwanis, and Lions International. We urge you to give, to fight America's number one disease, by sending your contributions to the American Heart Association, New York City, or contributing to the National Heart Week's drive in your local community. Open your heart. Give to fight heart disease.
Gee, Parker, you've gotten so thin, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Look how loose your collar is, and your clothes are just hanging on you.
Yeah, Betty, look at the way my pants is hanging down. I bet I'm the only man in town that's got the ballerina droop.
How much weight have you lost altogether, Parky?
Well, that is just 2 weeks today when I started my diet, lost 15 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, finally down to where the girls can start to smile at me.
Gee, but Parky, I hope you haven't overdone it. I mean, taking off that much weight so fast.
Oh, no, but I feel wonderful. Never felt so good in my whole life.
But Parky, in the last 2 weeks, you've eaten practically nothing.
Betty, I found out. If you want to lose weight, you've got to starve yourself. That is the only way what you can take it off. Oh, yes, sir. How do you do? Would you like something to eat?
Would I? Brother, if they were handing out medals for starving people, they would have to give it to me because I'm the champ.
You are? Well, shake hands with the new champ.
Yeah. And, mister, have I got an appetite now? I haven't had anything to eat. I haven't had anything to eat for over an hour.
You haven't?
Nope, and I'll tell you what I want. Yes. First, bring me a big shrimp cocktail.
Yes.
Then, what kind of soup you got?
Well, I got pea soup, chicken soup, and tomato soup.
Bring all three of them. But no little cups, bowls.
Oh, nice.
Then bring me a big steak, and I want it smothered.
Yes, smothered in onions, yes.
No, smother it with lamb chops. Then bring me 2 big orders of French fried potatoes and an order of mushrooms. Yeah. You got mushroom?
Yes, I have.
Better bring 2 orders.
Yes, yes.
So wait a minute. I'm not through yet.
Look, do you mind if I sit down a minute? Just listening to you talk about all that food, I'm getting awfully weak. I really am.
Now, for dessert, I want a piece of apple pie.
Yes.
A piece of squash pie, a piece of lemon meringue, and a small piece of cheese.
Yes. What kind of cheese would you like? You got Italian cheese, Swiss cheese, Norwegian cheese, or American cheese?
Bring them all. Why should I discriminate? They're all members of the United Nations.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah, except, will you make a couple of ham sandwiches that I can take out with me?
Yes.
See, it takes me about a half an hour to get home from here, and I'd like something to hold me until I get there.
Poor fellow.
Yeah, the steak's good.
It is?
Yeah, you sure have good food here.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'm enjoying every bite of it. Yeah,
I'm glad that you are.
Hey,
yes.
Brother, what's the matter with you? You look green around the gills.
Well,
Here, you better have this glass of water.
No, thank you, please. No liquids, you see. I don't think.
What do you mean, no liquids?
Well, see, I'm being on a diet, you know.
You're on a diet?
Yes, for the last 2 weeks I didn't eat nothing. I took off 15 pounds.
You mean to say you took off weight by denying yourself the pleasure of eating?
Yes,
sir. This lemon-meringue pie sure is good.
Yes, sir. How else could you take off weight?
Well, look at me.
Yeah, I was just wondering, how could a fellow like you eat so much and still stay so thin?
Oh, brother, there's only one answer. Exercise.
Oh?
That'll keep your weight down. All you got to do is exercise.
Exercise? Well, what kind of exercise?
Well, every time I go in a restaurant and order a big meal like this,
yes.
As soon as I finish eating, I run 5 miles.
You run 5 miles after you finish eating a big meal like this?
I have to.
You have to? Why?
Because I have no money. Well, here I go. So long.
Fine trick what he played on me. Must have had about $10 worth of food here.
Oh, Parky?
Yes, Betty?
The doctor from the life insurance company is here. He says he wants to examine you.
Oh, yeah, you know, Betty, when I used to have all that extra fat in me, I was afraid for to apply for life insurance, you know, because I heard what the insurance company is. Don't take overweight people, you see? But now, when I took off that 15 pounds, I thought a good idea to take out some life insurance now. They said that they was going for to send over the doctor for to examine me today, you know.
Well, here he is, Parky. This is Dr. Lurie.
Oh, hello, Dr. Lurie.
Now, are you the gentleman who applied for the life insurance?
Yes, I am, Dr.
Oh, our company will never accept you.
They wouldn't? Why not?
Well, look at you. Yes. You're underweight.
I'm underweight.
Definitely. You'll have to put on at least 15 pounds.
Put on 15 pounds, oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Benny Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of funmakers. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris, and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting Company.